Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to Sacramento's number one podcast, the Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, everybody. I had some gripes on that.
Yeah, it's grammatically incorrect.
Yeah, it's not grammatically incorrect.
It is, because you're not there.
It doesn't matter.
Go for the coffee, stay for the comics.
No. I can say it any way I want.
Didn't Jesus not say, come as you are?
Yeah, did was he there?
I didn't get that far.
I don't know. All right, he didn't say go as you are.
Exactly.
Didn't the great Kurt Cobain say come as you are?
Yeah, but come to where he is.
I wouldn't listen to what he says.
Yeah, that didn't end too well.
He kind of has some bad advice, especially at the end there. And of course, GG Gamer Subs.
It's got dark. Really
get
fast.
Your bump, GG Gamer Subs. I'm peeking a little there. There we go. Let me turn myself down.
Peeking.
Yeah, I can see that on
turn
the red.
Turn that little knob to the left a little bit.
Yeah, I got it. Everybody. Yeah, Corey Vincent is back on the show, everybody.
Hey, I'm so good not to be so alone.
That's horrible. And I mean, you were gone in the England. You were overseas.
Yeah, I was across the pond.
To the mother country? Is that what it was?
I could see why we succeeded.
Okay.
I mean,
seceded or succeeded?
We succeeded in seceding.
Okay, we succeeded in seceding.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. I'm using the word right.
Dump any tea out there?
You know, but there was some bagging. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're gonna move right along.
We'll cut that in post.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
cut that out, please.
The real David Webb's with us.
What's going on, everybody?
How are you doing? Have you ever been to England?
No, I have not.
No.
No.
Wow, you should really go. I hear they have lovely weather over there.
It's raining.
Nice. It was nice weather.
Was it sunny when you were there?
Yeah.
Really? It's usually always raining.
No, yeah. It was overcast.
It's like Seattle.
Which is like, that's like England sun.
Sun. Yeah. I'm just going to go to Seattle.
Summer.
And see
for
the
a filmmaker, though, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
There wasn't a goddamn shadow to be seen.
You got to, yeah. The overcast is perfect for filmmaking. Yes.
Yeah, we're over there hanging out with the Rocket League team from NRG, and they just had an amazing feat today where they finished. They're the first team ever to do this, too. They finished the complete RLCS season undefeated.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, so they're heading to Worlds, completely locked in, beat the toughest teams they could have thought to face. No one knows where Worlds is at, which is kind of an issue.
They haven't started everything.
It's like it's supposed to happen soon, and no one knows where it's going to be. They tried. So usually RLCS would go in between America and EU, and that was the rhythm. And then they did two back to back in America. So everyone's like, okay, this has to be somewhere else, and no one knows yet.
All right. I mean, so have it here.
Yeah, that's what I'm petitioning for, but I don't think the Rocket League people would like that.
Why wouldn't they like that?
Because they want to go to where it's happening.
And Sacramento's not happening?
Got Hobo Johnson.
We got Hobo Johnson, exactly.
And he's tired of being so alone.
All right, we're moving right along. Yeah. And we have a special guest today, everybody. We met him, a couple of months ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just randomly, too.
Yep.
Like, the story is just insane.
I don't know the story.
Me and Webb were working on a small project that we're working on for the whole network as a whole, I would say. And in walks this guy. And he's live streaming.
Like IRLing?
IRLing.
Ice Poseidon style?
Exactly.
He walks right up to the register and asks one of the people at Oblivion Comics and Coffee, cover the coffee, stay for the comics. He asks, can I live stream here? Now, literally, when I saw that, I was walking by to get napkins, and I was going to just go up to him and be like, yeah, dude, live stream here. What are you talking about? Don't ask these people. Who are they?
Yeah, the owners.
And he almost dropped that gym. I know the owners. You know what I'm saying? But they gave him the go-ahead, and he was, going around, and we actually, met right then and there. He was like, hey, you guys, I'll say his name in a minute. And I'm doing, a live stream on Twitch, and we're like, hey, we Twitch too. We got a show. We exchanged business cards, which we didn't. He's here now. He moved, I would say, clear across the world. To our little town here of Sacramento, California.
Yep.
to pursue his dreams. Snoopy is with us, everybody. Say hello, Snoopy.
Hi.
Hello, Snoopy.
Hey, Snoop Squaw. Can I get some Snoop Squaw if you guys are from my channel and chat?
Oh, there they are.
Oh, there it is.
There they are.
Look at them in the chat room. Snoop Squaw right there.
Yeah, there.
Snoop Squaw. Yo,
they're live in studio.
I wanted to ask you about that name. I'm like, are you just a big Snoopy fan? Is that what this is?
No. So I moved around a lot, so I've always had nicknames because Austin's a pretty popular name.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was called Snoopy because I got pretty dopey eyes, like Snoopy from Charlie Brown. So.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. That could have gone another way. I mean, I thought you were just like spying on
there's
people.
There's a lot of people.
Nah.
There's a lot of people with lazy, droopy eyes that you're pretty lucky you dodged a few bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We could be talking to Forrest Whitaker.
We could have. we definitely could have.
If Snoopy, if you get conflicts with Peanuts, switch your name to Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah,
conflicts
there you go.
With Peanuts. Oh, yeah.
The comic strip.
Well. Yeah. Snoopy. I didn't know that. I never read Peanuts.
Based off of Charles Peanut.
Really?
Yeah, his company.
I had no idea.
I just taught you something.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, I guess, yeah. And of course, the people that make the show happen week in, week out, they sit here patiently, always waiting for us to come. Yeah, I know. I heard that in my head a little better than I...
You made it worse because you hesitated after. You should have just kept talking.
I know. The chat room, everybody. Say hello,
what's
chat.
What's going on, chat?
Already popping in there. The Snoopy Squad, of course, is joining our regular chat here, so you know it's about to get crazy in there.
Oh, yeah. They're already just running amok in the chat room.
Be nice, special cases. That's all I'm going to say. You just be nice.
Our toxic group is going to ruin... whatever nice and wholesome just entered our...
We already apologize.
Yeah.
Already apologize for that. And then, of course, I have to mention it because we mentioned it almost every other show. We are on day 5, everybody, of GSG Watch.
We don't have it updated, but there you go.
Yeah.
Wait, when I left, he didn't come?
No. He hasn't shown up yet.
He must be pissed.
Snoopy, he is one of our regulars. We miss him ever so much. He decided to boycott the show. And I don't know why. We still haven't got any word for him, so we're just waiting on him to come back. Day 5 without GSG.
He just disappeared.
He just disappeared. We hope he's okay. Thoughts and prayers. moving right along, everybody. That's what we're going to do there.
It is show 5, not day 5.
Oh, yeah, show 5. Well, I got that on there. The people that come in live, they can see that type of stuff. If you come in live, everybody, podcast listeners, that's what I'm saying. You're supposed to be out here every Wednesdays and Saturdays, people. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I have lives.
Yeah, whatever. We're learning a little bit more about Snoopy today. Snoopy, we do this thing on our show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Have you ever seen the show called Inside the Actors Guild? Inside the Actors Guild Studio?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Well, it's kind of a thing where they have these college students that want to be actors, aspiring actors. They have these very famous people come on the show all the time, and they talk to them. They ask them 10 questions at the end of their interview. They kind of get to know a little bit more about the person that's sitting in the chair. So today, sir, you are in that chair.
Okay. Oh, God.
And we are going to play Inside the Geek Studio with Snoopy, everybody.
Hired an orchestra for this.
I can't believe you. This is where our budget goes.
This is exactly where our budget goes.
That's why we can't go to TwitchCon.
10-piece orchestra that sit in his little room here, and they just wait.
These are elementary school kids.
Yeah. And
clearly, you just...
Well, it's not summertime for them?
Well, yeah.
It's
our vacation or
April.
Something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Do you know when summer is?
Nope.
So, all right.
These are 10 questions, like I said. There's no right answers to these. Don't worry about being right. Just be Snoopy.
Okay, great.
Okay? That's the only thing you have to work.
That should be a secret.
We're
going
to peel back
just
the layers.
Snoopy. Just, yeah.
Peel back
I can do
the
that.
Layers of this man.
Very first question. What is your favorite geek or nerd word?
Ooh, geek or nerd word. Dickweed.
There you go. That's a new one.
Yeah,
that's a new one.
Haven't heard dickweed. Why is that?
First time.
That's from Attack of the Show. Have you guys ever watched Attack of the Show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was watching it today, actually.
That was
clips.
Olivia Munn's favorite go-to line was dickweed.
Really?
So I loved it. Yeah, I always used it.
Now, see, are you a Attack of the Show fan or G4 Channel fan?
I'm an Attack of the Show fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because there's a difference. There's a difference. We'll save that memory lane for another show. Second question. What is your favorite video game?
Favorite video game? That's definitely a hard one. I'd have to say Counter-Strike because I have 1,300 hours in it.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah. But my first video game that I hold dear to my heart is Tarzan on PlayStation. So
Tarzan on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's an interesting one.
How? Wait. Which CS?
Just PlayStation, regular PlayStation.
Well, on Counter-Strike? No, which Counter-Strike?
Oh, Counter-Strike? Yeah. Oh, a CSGO. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference?
A lot of hours. There's a bunch. There's
between the CSs?
Well, I mean, they're kind of the same game, but it's interesting to know which version he plays or has put all those hours into. You get a sense of how old he is.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't know there was a... I thought CS just became CSGO and there's nothing else.
There's Counter-Strike Source, which a lot of the older players came from, a lot of the professional players came from, and then it later came to CSGO. Usually players who came from Source are a lot better than who started on CSGO.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Just asking you the follow-ups. I don't know if that's allowed here.
I didn't know there was a difference. This is your segment.
I'm sorry, there was a difference. Your witness.
Sheesh. Now, Snoopy, back to you.
What about toxic chat?
Toxic podcast, right? Yeah.
Toxic right there.
What video game do you hate the most?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh.
There's a right answer.
H1Z1.
Wow. Why?
All right.
That's acceptable.
I picked up H1Z1 when it first came out, right? And it started off as one game with survival and then BR.
Yeah.
And then later on, when they sold the company, they split it into survival and BR into two different games.
Correct.
That seemed like a big cash grab. And I was like, I don't respect that. So H1Z1's at the top of my list.
Well, I mean, that was definitely the company that bought them. What was it, like Suncoast Sunrise or something like that?
Oh, yeah, you're right. They bought it from...
From Sony Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we went
It was Suncoast, yeah. The place I used to buy CDs when I was seven.
We actually went to the Sony... At E3, when that game was coming out, we went to their hotel, and we got to play that in there. And you know what was interesting about it? This is how I knew that game was sucked. Because the developer was showing me the game. The guy that developed the freaking game, he was like, I know you're here to see my game, but have you seen what they're doing over there with EverQuest Next? And I was like, you don't even care about your own game that you're trying to sell me on right now, dude?
Yeah,
your game is terrible.
Well, EverQuest never came out, right?
It never came out.
It got canceled.
Oh, my God. But what they were trying to do was some good stuff.
Pioneering.
Yeah, beyond its time. It was way beyond its time. All right, here's the big one. This one will split families apart. This is definitely going to cause a rift in the chat. It's almost caused a rift between us here. Console or PC?
Oh, PC.
Let's go.
Wow.
I haven't even touched a console in 6 years.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Automatic credibility.
Yeah,
Got more credibility than this show.
How dare you. How dare you. I'm just saying give consoles a try.
I mean, out of all the consoles, I'd probably have to go with Nintendo consoles, but...
Really? No God of Wars? No.
I mean, I love God of War.
Do you now? On the PC, you love God of War?
Well, I can't play it on PC, but I love the story. I'm okay.
Really?
I'm okay watching.
You activated his trap card.
I know. I'm stuck now. Back to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Shadow Realms, what's your favorite cartoon?
Ooh, Dragon Ball Z, if you count as a cartoon.
I'll allow it. I'll allow that one. Dragon Ball, yeah.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, I love it.
Keeping up with Super?
Oh, yeah. I watch Super, yeah.
Yeah, Super is... I think Super is... proof that they had a solid story always.
Yeah.
Like, you can be on hiatus for 20 years or something like that and then come back and be like, these characters are still classic.
Dragon Ball Z is timeless. Actually, a lot of my elements in my stream are based on Dragon Ball.
Nice.
Yeah.
All but the name, though, right?
All but the name.
Perfect. All right. If you could have any superpower, which one would it be and why?
Super speed. Because I feel like super speed is one power, but you could do multiple things with it. Right, like run through walls or create a tornado, travel back in time. So
don't never travel.
Yeah,
back
don't.
In
don't
time.
Do that.
I never works.
You have the capability. To.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Where are we at? Your favorite comic book character?
Spider-Man. Oh yeah.
Nice. He's not a speedster though.
I know he's not a speedster, but it's his philosophy that I respect. Right?
The whole great responsibility.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, doesn't everybody basically have that one as a superhero, though?
I don't know. There's some morally ambiguous superheroes.
I mean, Batman, he kind of has, with great wealth comes great responsibility. Right? With
great wealth comes great sex.
Yeah.
I feel like Spider-Man's just a nice guy. There's never a point where, you know, you question his morals, right? Even when he fights someone very evil, he tries his best to help out the villain as well, make them better, realize what they're doing is wrong.
Okay, that's respectable. Definitely respectable. Where are we at? You're burning through these bad boys. If you are no, so what's your superhero name then? Since you have your superpower as a speedster.
Oh God, superhero name. I want to say Dash, but that's from The Incredibles. But I love it.
Okay, Snoopy Dash. No problem. I mean, you can steal names; it doesn't matter. And then the final one, of course, to round it all out. This is the one that probes everybody's brain, and they have to think very hard about this one. If Mario really existed, what would you ask him?
Do you really, are you really a plumber? Do you go out and fix people's toilets? Mm-hmm. Like, is that a part-time job? Is that a full-time job? Or is saving the princess the part-time job?
In between games, that's how he gets by.
Yeah.
All right then, sir. You just did it. You have completed the challenge. We know a little bit more about you. You can go home now. thank you for coming out. And that was Snoopy, everybody. Yeah, yeah. How did you feel you did on that?
I think I did good. Was I the fastest one?
No, not by far, sir.
Oh.
Not by far.
Dang it.
Close, though.
Yeah, you were close. Yeah, I did it
Who
in
was
10
the fastest?
Seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Knocked him out. Corey, you've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
And now you're back.
Mm-hmm, from outer space.
Again, things have changed.
Changes.
We've done some things to the show that you're probably not prepared for.
Phrasing.
Okay. All right.
I'm not co-signing on this just yet.
Why not?
I just want to put that out there because I don't know.
You've been here the whole time.
Well,
I've listened to some of the shows. I listen when I'm not around.
Get ready for bad dad jokes part two.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I listen.
That was the worst.
That wasn't the worst. The worst.
I'm glad that one episode that is. I don't know if we've had a worse episode, and I wasn't a part of it, and I'm proud of that.
The thing is
it was half bad.
It was a good segment when you and I did it.
Well, because I was a part of it.
Okay. Terrible. No, it was half bad. So last episode that we had, if you guys are listening on the podcast, and if you're listening to Lies, and for you, Snoopy, we did a segment called Bad Geek Jokes, and okay. It was kind of just who can break. You laugh, you lose type of thing.
Oh, okay.
It did not go off swimmingly. It kind of fell flat. It was akin to jumping the shark. I don't know if you're young, but I don't know if you know that. Jump the shark comes from a show called Happy Days
curious.
Back in
yeah,
the
do
70s.
You know, have you ever heard that term before?
I'm not from the United States, no.
Okay. Yeah, it checks out. Checks out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically a part when a show that's really good does something so bad that it kind of ruins the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
basically what that means. But we're bigger than jumping the shark, of course, so, you know, we'll never do that again. but
you know what joke was in there, too?
What Which was
one?
In there?
The Donkey Kong one.
Yeah.
The one that you used three times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I crushed with that one.
Didn't budge anybody, though.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No.
I mean, I bring a certain set of skills, and one of them is dad jokes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They're in your email, too, by the way, so you can have that.
No,
for the rest
I'm fine.
Of
I'm okay.
You can have that for the rest of your days. But real quick, we'll do this. We're going to go over just sort of some information so people know what's coming out in this month of April, everybody. We got some big titles Ooh. Coming out that you might want to pick up in your local, I don't know, what's plugging us this week? GameStop?
Gamefly?
There yeah. we go. Gamefly. Get your...
Rent the games.
Yeah, there you go. Rent them. Rent them and play.
Rent them.
Yakuza 6, everybody. The Song of Life.
Oh, Yakuza 6?
Yeah, April 17th is coming out, North America and EU. Did you play this one at E3, Corey?
No.
Yeah, I got to.
I didn't play anything at E3. You know, E3 sucks now.
Yeah, I know that, but yeah. At least I stood in one line to play a game.
No, I couldn't.
You ever been to E3, Snoopy?
I have not been to E3. It's on my bucket list.
I say go once.
Yeah.
At least just so you can get that atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think you need to go like twice. Like yearly type of thing.
Yeah, I feel you. Break the bank.
Yeah. It's kind of... I even have in here, and I'll, you know, a small bang bite. THQ Nordic is skipping E3 this year. Do you know why?
No.
Because they want to watch the World Cup. They have gone on record saying we're skipping E3 just to watch the World Cup. When a gaming development company says we're going to skip a major event to watch soccer... That means your major event isn't so major anymore.
I don't blame them. I mean, the World Cup's pretty great.
It is. It is. You a soccer fan?
I am a soccer fan.
Good Lord. Here we go.
Why is this guy just scoring all the points?
He definitely
did. I think
did.
He did his homework because he nailed the Spider-Man answer for Webb. He nailed the PC answer for me, and then now he's got
soccer.
You.
Hey.
Literally just today, good Corey here got me a gift from overseas.
I did, across the pond.
Across the pond, got me some...
Chelsea? Are you serious?
I don't know.
What do you mean? He
knows I'm a soccer fan, though.
But that was the biggest up and down I've ever seen.
I don't really follow a club in the EPL.
I love Chelsea.
I kind of follow them all. I just like, you know.
Yeah, I've heard him say plenty of times that he'll buy any team's jersey. He doesn't even care.
No,
he just likes
no.
He just likes the colors.
So for the Bundesliga, I only buy Dortmund.
The what?
Sorry.
The Bundish?
Yes, German. Yeah,
I think that's a Rammstein song.
Terrible. It could be, actually. Yeah, I don't know.
It is.
Sounds like an insult.
Don't
be so boondish.
For EPL, yeah, I'll just kind of buy any jersey that looks dope. So,
But
I just like watching the matches. They're really good.
So are you going to wear those Chelsea socks?
Yeah, I'll wear the Chelsea socks. Okay. Why wouldn't I?
I didn't buy the wrong team.
If you bought me like Southampton, then I'd probably go and turn them back in or something.
I realized with this, I'm just a terrible gift giver. Like for Christmas, I didn't like these guys are gamers. I'm a gamer. I should know what they want.
Yeah.
I should know what the games are. But I looked and I was like, oh, Far Cry Primal. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I bought them both Far Cry Primal. I was like, yeah, they'll play together. It'll be a thing. And they're like, no, there's no multiplayer, Corey.
Yeah, there's no cooperative game whatsoever.
It's like the only Far Cry game without multiplayer.
I just like. Turn myself into an ant.
So are you
Ant Corey?
Yeah.
You play any of the FIFA?
You're
one of those people?
Used to. On PC, there's just not
As
big of a community.
Oh, what? Really?
Is that Trap Card again? You gotta look out for that.
A PC community for the FIFA. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I almost religiously buy that game, like, year in, year out. So
yeah, I'd play it more if I did have a console. Although, you know, it eats at you because you just want to get those cards.
Yeah. The Ultimate Team stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you. So you follow Chelsea. That's your club?
That's my club.
Wow. That's a good club.
Yeah.
It's a very good club, everybody. Don't get it wrong. The Blues are, they're good. So anyway, where was I at? New segment, right?
I guess.
No. We
it's all in your head, man. This whole show is just a figment of your imagination.
Oh, good Lord.
You've learned that, right? We don't exist.
That's terrible. Yeah. No, I know where I was at. Game releases. Yakuza 6 coming out April 17th. That's going to be $59.99, of course.
Fight Club situation.
The big one coming out on the 20th of April is God of War for the PS4, everybody. Reviews are already spilling out if you haven't seen that.
No.
I was talking about it before the show. I saw a graphical comparison between the PS4 and the PS4 Pro. Literally could not tell a difference.
Because there's no difference.
It looked exactly. I even zoomed in, like on my phone. I'm like looking at the wrinkles, you know, underneath his eye. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wrinkles underneath his eye.
I'm exaggerating. Point being, though, they look exactly the same to me.
God of War. I mean, if you're interested in that game. Or if you're like a follower of the franchise, then you're most likely going to want to get this one because, of course, it switches up all the deities. You're not going with the, Roman and Greek or something like that before? Yeah, we'll go with that. To Norse mythology. And you got a kind of a Old Man Logan feel to this one. So
yeah,
go check it out, everybody. And then another one that I literally just had a Google search right now because I had no idea what this one this game was. Comes out on the 24th in North America to the PS4. You're looking at Gal Gun 2?
Oh, yeah. It's Gal Gadot.
Oh, okay.
And
go on.
You register to purchase guns. And it's a game about how easy it is to buy guns. It got a message, you know.
It's a game really? With a message.
It's really? A game with a message.
What's the message?
Guns are way too easy to buy, and we need control
this
over
isn't,
purchase. Yeah.
Propaganda from the NRA?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, it would be. It would not be propaganda from the NRA.
It looks like a very, very anime-heavy game. It says it's Japan's. It says it's Japan's most infamous shooter. Makes his long-awaited Nintendo Switch debut. So it's a Switch game that's already out, but I guess it's coming to the PS4 as well this April.
Yeah.
Oh. It's got a new cast of gorgeous anime women on there, so I know you're into that one, Webb.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, can't
Gal Gadot.
Is there tentacles?
There are no tentacles, no. Ooh, it's all schoolgirls.
Whoa, hang on. I was not even listening.
Yep. No, too late. You've already co-signed on
it. I'm reading chat.
You've already co-signed on it. What are they saying in chat? Are there a whole bunch of Gal Gadot, Gal Gun 2 fans?
They're talking about the differences, too. And Blood Ocean says maybe one has slightly clearer picture, but that's it.
I think this is the most useless thing. So here's the thing. You're a PC gamer. Mm-hmm. They're basically trying to sell you a better graphics card in a console. So you have your basic, and then you have your pro.
Yep.
With a better graphics card. Yep. Would I be wrong to think that, people?
No, it's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So would you ever recommend somebody buying an upgrade for something they already have just for a small amount of a small increment of better graphics?
No, because the games that are coming out are still going to be compatible with your console. You might as well hold out for the next one.
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it from Snoopy's mouth himself, everybody. Hold out. Hold out. Subaria is the next game that's coming out, everybody. April 24th. Looks like a top-down Steam game. It's been out for a while. Now it's making its way to the consoles, because that's what everything wants to get onto eventually, is the consoles. It's a bigger audience.
Maybe a dumber audience.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, got ya.
No, that's not a dumber
audience. he forgets, it wasn't clever. That was low effort.
he forgets that he was a console gamer as well.
It literally says... Microsoft and Marvel.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft can also be.
Yeah, but it was in reference to Xbox. We all know it was.
It was.
We know the truth.
Yeah. I do got to say, I hate the trend of PC games that are built for PC coming out to console, like PUBG. Like, there's no reason for that to come to console.
I played PUBG on the Xbox, and it was horrible.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
I think that was a bad port. Yeah, that was just a bad port.
So. I did better than I did on PC, though.
And it seems like it would be an easy one.
Boost. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
You play PUBG?
Yeah, I play it. Oh, yeah. A lot of PUBG.
They just had an event that just went down, right? That
oh, the war.
Three teams? War.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was fun, because you just land in and you spawn in with gear. You have a helmet, and you have a vest, and you get a primary weapon, so M16, AK, what have you, and you just fight, and it's a team deathmatch.
Yeah, but you respawn, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you respawn.
So this isn't like you're just shot and dead.
No.
Yeah, I like that.
It's good.
I like that.
PUBG or Fortnite?
Ooh.
PUBG.
Should I start adding that into the questions?
Yeah, there you go. That's a controversial question right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, PUBG, like, I get more satisfied when I get a win, because it's more tactical, right?
So
when I get a chicken dinner, I'm like, yeah! When I win in Fortnite, I'm like, ooh, yeah, okay. Oh. I want the next one.
I feel like that's like asking someone if they're a Republican or a Democrat. You learn a lot about a person through that answer.
You think it's too divisive?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
And then people who play Fortnite are clearly Democrats.
Really?
I don't know.
Fortnite Democrat?
Right.
Yeah, I guess. I can see that. Republican...
Which one would Barack play?
He probably wouldn't play any of them. He'd probably be playing 2K. He's
playing. I think Trump is playing PUBG.
Trump is 100% playing League of Legends. Hands down. He is in that community.
Fair point.
Yeah. He's definitely in that. Coming out in the month, there's two more games. You have Sword of Ditto for the PS4, April 24th. It looks like a kind of a top-down action-adventure game. Not too familiar with this one, but it looks like an indie game. I hope that one is only like $30, because it does not look like it's worth $50. And then the last one to round out the month, you have Sinner, Sacrifice for Redemption. Have no idea for that
Sinner
one.
Or Center?
No, Sinner. S-I-N-N-E-R.
Yeah, I'd rather play Center.
Center?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It sounds better in the mouth.
These games are games that seem to have been on the PC first, and now they're making their way to the consoles, everybody.
All right.
Yeah, so good luck with that.
I mean, check them out on Steam. They're really low graphics, you know, so it's nothing really crazy. So, I don't know. So in the second half, everybody, we'll be doing some banging around the web, and you're new to that one. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So
we'll get them prepared in the break.
We'll
now
get
that
you
we
prepared
have
in
one.
The break. Yes. Okay. And then, of course, we'll get more with the chat room, of course. Right? Because we didn't really hear too much from them, Web.
I thought there was going to be a bunch of new segments that you had.
No,
today,
no. Not a bunch of them.
All right.
Just maybe a half of one.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so we'll see. But stick around, everybody. Second half's coming up in like, I don't know, 10 seconds. So any outgoing words, Snoopy?
Snoop Squad.
There you go. All right.
So. Pop, pop.
All right. Music's all over.
You need to learn how to time these endings better.
Yeah, I do.
You need to get...
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Dig into that.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
That means he started the music.
Yeah.
So no, we're not going on to that.
Oh no, we're going right on to that.
What?
No, not for this.
That's a good topic
for the show.
Well, okay. Sure. So that's what we determined
for the stream,
for everything.
What we determined during the break is that Snoopy's only been giving us 10%.
10%.
Because on his stream, his people are saying this is not normal Snoopy. Typically, he's wild and crazy. And then he did bring up quite the topic.
But I think it's a very good topic that needs to be discussed. We're all adults here.
Barely.
Okay. Right.
So go ahead and restate your question.
Snoopy.
All right. How is it that ass eating is more socially acceptable than eating your boogers?
And I'll explain why.
Okay.
Rappers.
That's rappers. All it is. Okay.
If a rapper tomorrow started rapping about eating his boogers, it would go into rotation and be acceptable.
Wait, are there a lot of rappers like singing the praises of ass eating?
Got to eat the booty out like groceries. Oh,
look at that! He knows a line already. Have you ever heard that song?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I
then.
Have.
So then you that know
was,
it as well.
That was T. Wayne.
All right, you're done. You're finished.
It's my ringtone.
Yeah, you're finished as well.
Subway Johnson.
That's all it is. It's all about trends, everybody. So I mean, if you want to get it trending, just make it like it's the cool thing to do. Corey eats his boogers all the time.
I mean, well, and no one said anything to me yet.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that just disturbs me is like, you either got like dingleberry stuck in your teeth, right?
All
right. Or you can have, or you can have boogies, right? Which I looked up are nutritional and, you know, part of growing up helps build your immune system as a child.
You must have a very weird search history.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not as weird as Corey's.
But sure, like,
Corey had some weird stuff on
his search. Ass eating exposes you to more bacteria that, in case, will make your immune system stronger as well.
All right.
Providing you survive the ass eating.
I'll ask chat what it tastes like, and they said it tastes like pennies.
It's dangerous business.
How dangerous are you? He said, provided that you survive. Like, is there gunshots going off or something like that? Like,
there's infections and
okay.
It might bite back, you know?
Yeah.
All right. That was a trail that I didn't think
yeah,
was going
go
to
go down
to
the Aaron.
Danger zone.
This is on you. I tried to prevent it.
All right.
Yeah, this is on you.
It was only a minute on it, all right? All right. We got better things to talk about.
I think the important part is you got to be careful on whose ass you attempt to eat.
Jesus Lord. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
You know what I?
We didn't
just,
prep him.
Yeah, we didn't even prep him.
Oh God, I'm going in blind.
Hold on. Yeah. Well, see, whenever I usually say that little catchphrase like Pee Wee's Playhouse, they go into you know the whole banging around the web. But you were supposed to
banging around the web.
There you go. I'll. Good Lord. Or do you guys get over there?
Yeah, here we go. We got a new thing. He doesn't have to worry about it. We got him covered.
Okay, so I should go into it again?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some banging around the web.
Woo! Banging the web.
What in the hell was that? I thought the last show went to a low point.
I mean, we had it figured out for a second, and then he went off the real book.
What was that?
I don't know what he was doing. I literally leaned over and said, "You know the song Drop It Like It's Hot?" And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "You know."
And he went into Ric Flair.
And then I said, "You know the woo part?" And he goes, "Yeah, I got this." And then that's how I did.
I'm gonna be 100%. I knew about maybe 50% of what you were talking about.
That was the worst. I thought we had an understanding.
I thought you were trying to do like a Ric Flair impersonation, and then you were knocking on a door or something like that.
And then he said, and then banging the web.
And then he, yeah. All right.
Next week.
Yeah, okay. So
I'll do my homework next time.
It literally is just news stories that we found around the web. That's all it is.
Okay.
But the first one, everybody, of course, is what is next for Sea of Thieves, everybody? As you've been knowing, the last like 4 or 5 episodes, we've been talking about this game that has so much content in it. How could they fit any more content into this game? Playing it for hours. Webb, do you think it's been worth its money?
Well, I didn't pay full price, so yes.
What do you mean you didn't pay full price?
I traded things in. I traded Destiny.
Oh, they got you on that lie, huh?
Yeah, you paid more than we did then. No, dude, listen. I took a bunch of things that cost $80. I traded them all for 5 cents.
It was like that scene from Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
And I got a magazine.
And I got a magazine. And I'm a GameStop pro now. Oh, so, cool. You know.
Yeah, they tried to get me when I got. I went in there just for a charger, and they were like, "Are you a member of the pro?" I was like, "Nah, dude." He's like, "But you can." I was like, "Don't, nope, don't do your pitch,
nope,
on me."
Yeah.
I was like, "Just give me what I need so I can get the hell out of here." I said, "I know your tactics." I said, "I made up this move that you're trying right now." That was
that
me
move right there. I invented that.
That was me in '98. All right.
I put that in the training manual.
So Sea of Thieves, of course. Sea of Thieves designer and director Mike Chapman and executive producer Joe Neat. I think it's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Talked about the development roadmap for the game in the new video on how Rare's plan, or on what Rare was planning for this game in the next coming months. Ways to enrich the world and deliver things that surprise you was the biggest topic that covered the whole video. Have you ever played Sea of Thieves?
I have not, but I've watched a ton of gameplay.
So very, very light game right now. All you do is kind of just find treasure, fight skeletons, sell the seas.
Yeah.
And then maybe some PvP if you find another people in there.
I didn't touch it just because that game would be a great RP game, but there's not enough player interaction to RP in, like actual role playing.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of streams do that. Mm-hmm. They'll literally get the whole pirate talk going with their friends and everything like that. We say it's a good game because it's full price, $59.99. We recommend it if you have a good, solid group to play with.
Oh, yeah.
Like, definitely go out there.
Well, what I want to do is run into different ships, right? Like, capture one as a sex slave, sell them to another ship. You know, that's what I want to do.
Good Lord, man.
Well, holy shit. You got some... You want to talk about some stuff?
You want to get some things out of here?
Yo, that's some, like, AMC type of shit right there, you know?
Yeah, it is.
You can't do that yet.
Can't do that just yet.
Exactly.
Maybe write a letter to them, and you'll probably...
But why have a cage and a plank that other players you can't... other players on a different team you can't interact with
now them. See, I like that idea.
I like the idea of being able to put somebody in your own brain.
And because we would fill it up like our American jail system right now and just sail around. Well, that'd be dope.
It's just getting topical.
So, oh yeah, it really is kind of. But no, that's a very good idea. Yes. I like that a lot.
That's what I want. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm holding out to see if they add more player interaction, not just between your team but through other players.
Well, it says the next big addition to Sea of Thieves is content update called The Hungering Deep. It's due out in May and will introduce a new AI threat to change the game, encourage players to interact in different ways, they say. It'll bring crews together also in different ways. I don't know what that means. If they're talking about like
it's sex slave.
A giant, okay. All right. Or is it a giant raid? You know what I'm saying? Like they get two crews together and then you guys can, you know, take on this new AI together.
We thought that was going to happen that one night. We thought we were going to like co-raid with that ship, and they just started firing on us.
Oh, that was the night we saw the most ships we've ever seen in one sitting.
Yeah, there was like three or four all at this one
raid.
Yeah,
all at one raid.
We just kept circling the island, and we sunk two of them because we just kept circling and blowing them up.
Rare is also planning weekly events that offer new challenges. They're all time-limited, exclusive rewards, of course. You can get there, hidden treasures for exploring the world. They're going to be doing things like the skull thrones. So they're just going to be putting thrones in like rare or like hard-to-get-to places. And if you get up there, there's little, you know, rewards and stuff like that. They're very dedicated to keeping the game updated. Like I said, they're going to be doing weekly events that lead up to major DLC. And the best news that came out of that whole video was it's going to be 100% free for all future DLC.
Oh, nice.
Very
good.
Good on them. So, I was really concerned. I was reading the article. I didn't watch the video. I just read it. And I was reading all the stuff that they're adding. I was like, don't tell me it's going to be like $20 to buy this because I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah. So
and they sell all future stuff. So that's cool.
So like I said, The Hungering Deep is the first one to come out. And it's going to be a new AI. Do we have any thoughts on what that's going to be? I mean, they said that the games or the DLC's titles are kind of giving to what you're going to expect in there. So from The Hungering Deep, we got to think it's going to be something in the water.
That's deep underwater and is hungry.
The Kraken.
Well, I mean,
they've that's already exists.
Can you fight the Kraken?
You can fight the Kraken.
So I'm thinking, and they said new AI. So if they've already got the Kraken in there, it's got to be something else. I thought, like I said before the show, I thought it was going to be like just a mega shark.
I don't think it's
Megalodon?
Like a Megalodon. Yeah.
If it's just like another, we'll call them boss battle, like that randomly occurs mm-hmm. into the world, I think that's kind of sucky.
Really?
For a first. Yeah. I think you need to come strong and give us the six-man squads immediately.
Okay. Well, they also said there's going to be a new ship type that they're going to release. They have planned to release.
Okay.
That.
If they come out and at least increase it to five or six, then I know they're on the right track and that this is one to trust. Because above and beyond like the stuff to do, I think from what I've heard most people say is that the biggest conflict is having only four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from one of their developers' interviews, he said it was a big thing that they wanted. People wanted 6 to 8 people on their crew. And so they just decided to go another way. I don't understand why. Thanks for that. What was that sub?
Twitch Prime sub coming from CFDJ.
Nice.
Jason Gist.
Jay Gist.
Fighting game expert. Capital Sacramento Fight. Capital Fight District.
Yeah, yeah. That, I was going to say, what are all the acronyms there? I
mean, CDF.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, sir.
CDFJ.
Thank you, sir. And then the next ones that they have planned, but they didn't give any more clues on, are the Curse Sales, which will be coming out later after the initial one.
Pirate Ships. That's
Curse Sales. Curse Sales, Ghost Ships. Ghost Ships.
And I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Because that means you're going to be fighting ghost ships on, you know, it's going to be amazing.
So you stream. What do you mainly stream then? Are you a variety streamer?
I am a variety streamer. So majority of my games are first person and VR games, right? But then I reserve like the end games for, you know, indie stuff. Like Dungree's a big one that I'm into right now, which is like a roguelike 2D platformer. And I love doing role playing games like GTA RP, Arma RP.
So you do the RP then?
I do. I love RP.
So okay. Is that how you entertain the people? You assume these characters?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll role play in CSGO.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What, did you just come up with your own story?
Costumes
there?
And everything?
Yeah. No. Well,
yeah. He's like,
I'm going to make this kid millions here. So I'm talking to the guy.
Okay. Well, I love about CSGO is that everyone has mic comms, right? So okay. I can just interact with everyone and just be weird and strange. So sometimes I'll put on a character and just interact with them and see how they respond.
So you need to start dressing up.
Wow.
Cosplay? He's a good looking
man. If he dresses like an army man and he's playing CS and he's RPing it, people will watch that shit. I don't care who you are. Same thing. Sea of Thieves, he dresses like a pirate.
They got those out there.
He puts on a Widowmaker costume. Look at
Widowmaker.
He's a beautiful man. So, okay, that's the first step. You got to start dressing up. Let's continue. I'm going to make you a star.
Okay, well, I mean, one game that I'm really looking forward to is something called Identity RP. Did you guys know like Arma or anything like that?
Yeah, Arma.
So like Asylum was the big RP servers, right? And they're coming up with their own standalone, and that should be coming out pretty soon, just like GTA 5 RP, where everybody in there is a character. Yeah. I'm excited for that, and I'm gonna do a hobo that lives in a swamp that sells crack, and I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, see, there we go. And you got to dress like
I got to get a tinfoil hat ready to go.
Yeah, you'll have him with a bag of crack next to him too, as well.
If you want to commit to the role, Aaron.
If you want to get committed, you'll be committed somewhere.
Haven't you ever done crack, Aaron?
No.
Actually, I want to get back into Sea of Thieves because I actually have an idea. I want your guys' input on this.
Shoot.
What if they did factions?
Okay.
Factions. I'm down for it.
So, okay. So if there's three factions, right, this allows players to interact with each other that are in different squads and try to own the sea. Right?
Oh, no, yeah, hands down.
That would be cool.
That should be a thing.
Yeah, Rare, if you're listening, factions hands down need to be in the game.
And there's already kind of factions with the gold.
But those are more just kind of quest givers, you know?
The base level is there. If you could just, like, make those, like, develop those characters more into factions that you can really kind of identify with, and that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So you want to
see pirate hunting?
Yeah, you want to see more of a communities within side of the game,
and imagine this, like blue faction versus red faction. You just have this big war, right? You don't see that because you see 1v1 type ship battles, right?
You do.
This would be like 5v5.
You want armadas.
He's the John Lennon of Sea of Thieves right now. Saying, imagine all the factions.
Did you just want to sing some type of Beatles song?
How long did
Well,
you
no, he said imagine.
Okay.
And it hit me. Sorry.
terrible.
He's going through some weird stuff. Remember,
going through some weird stuff.
Uppers,
dude,
and lowers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
The whiskey, yeah, the gamer steps.
It's starting to hit.
Starting to hit really hard. Second thing you need to do.
Yes. Here we go.
To make you a star, you have a YouTube.
I do. I don't do. I have a YouTube manager who does it. But yeah.
Oh, look at this guy. YouTube manager.
He's already a star.
Yeah, you need to start getting those highlights up and up and often.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get that SEO on point.
Yeah.
All right. So you need to be dropping them fatty tags.
He probably knows this stuff.
My YouTube manager, he goes through like hours and hours of my footage, finds the best parts or the best clips, puts them all together, compilation video.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. Is that what you just?
Yeah, that's he's on the right path. Okay. This guy's going to make it. Watch, he's on the show today. We're going to be on his show tomorrow.
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't
just
mind
as pirates.
It.
Just as pirates.
There you go.
To wrap up the pirate talk.
we'll be craft services. We'll be making lunch for his real guests.
Terrible. I can't co-sign on that. Rare is also deprioritized the development of other previously announced features like pets. So sorry, guys. You won't be getting your pets like parrots, cats, monkeys. And then ship capacity.
No. Captaincy.
Nope. Capacity.
Yeah. Read that one again.
Let me go ahead and...
He's just gonna change it to make it right.
There
okay.
You go. Yeah, ship captaincy, which we already just make our own, you know, ship captains, and every time we go out on the sea, anyway, like we all know, Emma's my first mate, and
you are a virgin.
That's what it is. So
there it is.
You hope she'll be your first mate, I guess.
EA bringing back purchases in Battlefront 2, everybody. Are we all excited
what?
For that?
What? Yeah, you mean that wasn't permanent? That they took that away?
Yeah, no.
I'm surprised.
But to skim through it real fast, it's nothing about any upgrades to your actual gameplay. So you won't be getting like an OP Darth Vader or something like that. It's all cosmetic. April 18th, they're going to bring back in-game purchases for the crystal, which is the currency inside of Battlefront 2, to buy themed outfits for like Han Solo or Leia. How do you say the last name? Organa? Is that what it is? Boom, first try.
Oregano.
There you go. So if you guys are interested in buying any type of cosmetic outfits for the Battlefront series, April 18th, you can pay for money. You can also earn it in-game by just playing the game. So
Gotta know that.
I gotta say, cosmetics mean everything.
Do they, though?
Yeah, because then if I'm in Fortnite and I see a John Wick after me, I kind of get nervous.
Yeah, but see, you're a CSGO player, right?
I am.
And so cosmetics definitely mean a lot of things.
I fixed
there,
my
right?
car with three knives. I just sold them. I was like, I need to fix my car.
See what I'm saying? So, there was a lot of... So how did you feel about all that, you know, selling of skins and stuff like that?
The gambling?
Yeah, the gambling and all that stuff. Yeah.
I don't gamble. That's not me. But my buddy Tuwin, he's a mod in my chat. Man, he gambled and he got Phantom Lord skin. He got a lot of other top streamer skins. He's a really smart guy. And he's paying for his college right now.
Really?
Gambling CSGO skins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get into that.
So, you got to play the most recent games, too.
Yep.
There's always that.
He's on it.
Will you sit? I fixed my car.
I see something in him that I've never seen in either of you. A future.
Wow.
So I'm trying to give him these little glimpses that I've learned.
I've been on Twitch for a long, long time, and I've picked up what all the big streamers are doing and how they are. My inspiration when it came to streaming was Lyric, so
he's a good one to base off of.
Yeah.
So,
OGs.
Yeah.
Lyric, you said?
Lyric.
Yeah, Lyric.
I got to look this guy up.
So, what's your? You said you Twitch full time, but you're not partnered. So, how do you make money? Are you affiliated and just killing it?
I'm affiliated. So, what happened was I got a sales job in Phoenix. I hated it. Right. I got my degree in marketing.
What kind of sales job?
It was like selling DirecTV and like internet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cold calls?
No. It was standing around like, hey, you want TV service?
Oh, no. You were that guy.
Yeah. Everyone hates me.
The one we all avoid in the store. Exactly. But we'll still ask you like where the bathrooms are.
Yeah. Or complain to me about your TV service or something.
Yeah. We'll never talk to that person.
Okay. So you're that guy. Okay.
Yeah. I hated that job.
You're that guy. That's what your stream is
all
about.
At the time.
Yeah.
I just sit online and I try and sell you shit.
Yeah.
No. It's okay. So no. you hate that fucking job.
I hate that fucking job. And I was streaming when I could. And my father, he was like, hey, you still doing your streaming thing? I know you hate your job. And he was like, I will fund you for a year to go full time, see how you do. If you make it, you make it. If you don't, you got a degree to fall back on. You do your thing.
Holy. So you got a degree. Awesome. We're going to peel back this onion. What's the degree in?
Marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And holy shit. So you had... A blank check, not a blank check, but you basically had an opportunity where someone came to you and said, I will help you live, but you have a year to make this happen.
Yep.
How far along are you in this year?
5 months.
So you got 5 months. You're on the clock. And yep. How far have you made to your goal? What's your goal? What's the goal? What makes this whole thing?
Well, the dream's to get partnered, right? And I saw that's why I grind, right? I put a lot of hours in to hope to get partner. Once you get partner, it's just it's hard with numbers because really it's all about building a community, right? You don't need 10,000 viewers if you have a very supportive community, right? If you have a strong mm-hmm. community. And that's why I try not to – I call them fluff follows when you do a lot of giveaways, right? Because people are only coming in for the giveaways, and they follow and then they leave, right?
Yeah.
I try to stay as genuine as possible. I try to build a strong community, and in turn, they become very supportive. I get a lot of compliments from big streamers who come in. They're like, dude, your sub to follow ratio is pretty damn good. So I'm working on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your plans in the next – you got a year left. Like, is there a date on this? Was there a contract written? Or
so December 31st. I'm
fascinated by – because this is an opportunity, and it seems like you're using it to the
– Oh, yeah.
You're not pissing it away.
No. This is my passion. This is my dream. I'm trying to be an entrepreneur, right? I'm going to do my own thing. I went to school for business, right? So I'm really trying to kill it out here. But yeah, December.
Why the move?
December 25th or something.
Why the move?
Why here?
Well, my father lives out here, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay,
there you go.
Yeah.
No, all right, cool.
And California has opportunities, right? I mean, TwitchCons and.
Yeah, in San Jose. Yeah, it's like San down Jose. The street.
Yeah.
I'll
throw a rock to it.
Interesting.
Any more questions?
I'm just fascinated. Like, that's the dream right there.
Yeah.
What are you ready? Like, when a year comes and if you haven't hit your mark, well, what happens?
What happens is I'll go back to streaming whenever I can and just find a job and do that and still hope for the best, you know. I'm 22, right? So I'm pretty young. Hopefully I get to that position where it becomes a sustainable thing. I'm not looking to live like a lavish lifestyle, right? Just something to sustain me and be an entertainer.
Yeah.
Would so you say like that's where it, yeah, I was going to yeah. say, is that where it comes from? For?
Yeah.
What was it if Twitch didn't exist? What would you be trying to do? What would you be doing right now?
It's an Instagram model.
Yeah, he could be. Look at this man. He's a handsome guy.
All right, pull it back a little.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't do YouTube though. I'm not big on YouTube.
I know a lot of people that are not so far. Like, I mean, with and Twitch seems to kind of be moving in that direction as well because you can upload your own videos and everything.
You can upload your own videos. Twitch, however, I feel like because I've been around since Justin TV, they have a culture. Right, mm-hmm. that I love. YouTube's definitely
no culture.
business, right? Like, our big top YouTubers, we're going to favor over anything small, especially with that whole copyright issue where people are just getting flooded and flooded and harassed. I hated that. I was like, no, not touching it.
No. Sergeant Squiggles in chat says, you moved so scorpions would stop stinging you on stream. Is that a real thing?
Yep. I broke my phone. This was happening on stream. I was like, chat, I got to go to the bathroom. I get out on my phone. Boom. Open the door. Scorpion stings me in the foot. Yeah. And I go, you hear in the background, fuck! Yeah. And I drop my phone. I break my phone. And my foot is just, it hurts. It feels like a rusty, hot nail just stabbing you over and over and over and over. It's not just one sting. It's over and over.
Oh, it just keeps going?
Yeah. And I was like, chat.
This dude's getting his hits in.
Yeah. And I call the poison control on my stream. Yeah. This nice lady, Catherine, picks up, right? I'm talking to Catherine. I'm like, Catherine, am I going to die? And she's like, don't worry. I know it hurts, but the poison doesn't clog your blood or something. I'll give you a call later tonight. Are you going to be
give you a call later?
Yeah. Because she has to make sure.
That from a poison control
after
person?
Been stung by a scorpion repeatedly?
She just wants to be, she wants to make sure.
So I'll call you back.
That I was okay. So I was like, all right, thanks, Catherine. I will be up because I'm streaming. I'm playing video games right now, Catherine. And she's like, okay, just put your foot in warm water. So I got my foot in warm water in a bucket, right? And I'm playing games. It still really hurts, okay?
Got it.
Catherine never calls.
Of course she doesn't.
No.
Her stories are on.
She never calls. She doesn't know if I'm alive. So
to this day, Catherine is like, I wonder if that guy survived.
To this day, she's like, I keep feeling I'm forgetting something. Yeah.
She goes to church every Sunday and talks to the man, the father.
I said, Father,
I have a confession to make.
I have a confession.
I am responsible for 22 deaths. I never called any
Wait,
of them.
Wait, so this was all on stream?
This was all on stream.
You have this VOD, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Wait, wouldn't there...
It was a long time
why
ago.
Why wasn't this viral? Why wasn't Bleacher Report talking about this?
You gotta talk to my boy Bandit. He has like a bank of VODs and clips and everything.
Of you?
Yo, yeah. I'll be like, yo, where Bandit, post that this? One clip.
Where did you meet this guy?
He was just a big fan. I met him in CSGO. He's a kid in Canada. I think he's like 16 or 17. Just.
You have men slaves.
Oh, yeah. I have a YouTube manager. I have a Discord manager.
Wait.
I had a social media manager, but I fired him.
What? This guy's hiring and firing people, and we could barely make breakfast.
I can make breakfast.
I could pour cereal.
Yeah,
I mean. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this guy has people.
Cereal. And
we
milk.
Need people.
It's breakfast.
We have people.
Who do we got here?
We got GSG.
We had GSG.
Why isn't Mary Poppins doing my taxes?
Why would Mary Poppins do your taxes in chat?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, no, we. I mean,
why isn't Blood Ocean handling our social media?
Why would we let. Because your cousin doesn't, does he?
I don't know. This guy's doing things right.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I just sit there and I'm like, you look cool in chat. You want to run this? And they're like, yeah. And I just give them.
Because think about our chat room.
Maybe he needs to give us some tips.
Think about special cases.
No.
Think about who you're talking about.
I don't want to think about special cases any more than I already do.
And that's the people that you want to hand this power over to.
All the time.
That's the people. I love them. Love them to death.
So what would... He's obviously doing something right. We are obviously needing his help. We need his help.
I think you need his help.
No, I think we all do.
He's secretly craving for that.
No, because like his fans keep saying like...
What do you need, Corey?
No, what do we need?
What is it you believe?
Where does this energy come from? What are some things we can do or say that you do that could affect and help us?
I don't know. I'm just a very energetic, positive person, right? I think it's because I'm short, man. The energy
is wiry.
Close.
He's spunky.
Yeah.
So how do we get that energy?
That's where we're falling
give
short.
Give me that thing.
There's no positivity here.
Maybe we just
whatsoever.
Need to try harder.
To get that energy, I would definitely recommend stopping by Oblivion and getting coffee.
There you go.
Hey.
Damn. That was smooth.
By the way, I was roasting the owner because I really want her to... do black Oblivion shirts. I keep going in there. I'm like, you need to put out black Oblivion shirts.
What do you mean? Like they're...
Because they're white right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, if they're black, I'll buy them.
Oh, you like a Black Lives Matter movement type of guy here? What are you talking about here?
Well, no, I just don't like wearing white. I wear black.
Just
that's the last thing that we had to get in to make this show 100% topical.
You're just trying you're putting your inner Charlemagne right there.
You got to put people through the rings. I tell everybody that's on the internet, they're going to come at you from every single corner. So you got to be ready for everything. Yeah.
Charlemagne the God.
Yeah. I know that dude trolls everybody. Yeah. He does not care. And hey, that's what he does. But I can never be on that level. He'd roast the hell out of me. So anyway, Snoopy, I need you to do me a favor though.
Yes.
I need you to do me a really, really big favor. Plug away everything that you're on so everybody out in the world knows where to find you.
Follow me at twitch.tv/Snoopy. You can also follow me on Snoopy on Twitter and Instagram. Snoopy everywhere.
How do you spell Snoopy?
S-N-E-W-P-I-I. It's not Snoopy. If you call me Snoopy, you're banned.
Damn.
Instant ban.
That. Instant ban. Instaban, everybody. I'm feeling that we will see a lot more of you, Snoopy. You brought a good energy to the show. Corey is fascinated with you for some reason.
I am. I think we need to have more that high energy on this
show. He is.
We're too mellow, dude.
He is. I'm the only one that should be mellow. Well, I mean, you guys are not. But, I mean, hey, maybe the slack is picked up by Snoopy here. I think I'm looking for another.
What kind of shoes do you wear?
Oh, shoes? Wow.
Yeah.
Vans. Only Vans.
All right. This guy's cool. You play an instrument?
No.
Ooh, he lost some points.
Good Lord.
Next week, Corey's going to show up in Vans, a blue hoodie.
And not play an instrument.
Yeah. Not play an instrument.
You'll have him a Chelsea fan in no time.
Hey, Twitch hoodie.
Hey, got a Twitch hoodie. But he's not a partner.
No.
In due time.
I don't know why.
In due time.
Yeah, damn.
He'll get there now. He's doing all the right things already. I've evaluated him, and he just needs that lightning strike.
You sound like Mac off of Always Sunny. I've got an ocular pat down of him. He's good. He's clear. He's good.
See, here's the thing about Twitch, and there's so many people out there doing all the right things, but they just need that lightning strike. and it needs to snowball into something else.
There you go. So run around in a thunderstorm with a metal rod.
I get told that a lot. I used to play with Crunk Muffin. You know who that is?
No.
It's a cool name though.
She was a big H1Z1 streamer.
Okay.
We used to play Friday the 13th together, and she was like, "Dude, you got it. Just shoot for the stars. Keep grinding." So that's what I'm doing.
Good job, dude. Keep it up. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Good. Very good.
Now game recognizes game, Aaron.
Yeah, hoes do too. So, thank you for coming out. Of course. Like I said, we're gonna have you back on again. We definitely got to.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's fun.
Hoes recognize hoes. I've never heard that before.
Anyway, let's wrap this bad boy up, everybody.
No.
Aaron, for Corey Vincent, the real David Webb, and Snoopy, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, if you wear Vans, apparently Corey is your best friend.
Yeah, that's all it takes.